You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Dave and DeGenevieve.
Former President Trump has 175 million reasons to be thankful this morning. That bond he was supposed to post by today in the neighborhood of $454 million, so almost half a billion dollars, was reduced this morning.
So I greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and I'll post either $175 million in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary very quickly within the 10 days.
And I think initially when this judgment was made, Debbie, this is something I just learned, is Letitia James, the attorney general in New York, could have immediately started seizing assets or requiring the payment, but they gave him, the former President Trump, 30 days as a grace period. Well, that's where we're at. We're at the 30 days is up, and that's why this judgment is so crucial. So not only did he get the reduction from $454 million that you have to bond to $175, but he gained another 10 days. So he's got another 10 days to go out and find out if someone will secure that $175 million.
Let's just get a little bit more information on this from ABC News' Aaron Katursky, who's been following this case. Now, this is the one that has to do with the civil fraud case in New York, where the president, former president, was accused by the attorney general of making a lot of money in his real estate business through fraud, by inflating the value of his property so he could get better interest rates and get better insurance rates. And the judge in that case found him civilly liable, and that's where he got to the $454 million in a bond that was due today.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is prepared to begin seizing some of Donald Trump's most prized assets. Trump's lawyers calling obtaining a bond of such enormous magnitude a practical impossibility. Yet on Friday, Trump may have undercut that very argument when he claimed he does have the money. He just wants to spend it elsewhere. I currently have almost $500 million in cash, Trump wrote on social media, a substantial amount of which I intended to use in my campaign.
So now that's been reduced to $175 million. And the bond, you know, the company now is not on the hook for nearly half a billion dollars, just, you know, a little under $200 million.
So I guess the question is, does he have the money or doesn't he have the money? He brags on social media just a couple of days ago that he does have the money. But his lawyers are snooping around, apparently, according to them, trying to get a bond company to put up that $454 million. And according to them, as of like a week ago, they couldn't find a company to do it. Well, I don't know why those companies wouldn't put it up. Either it's that they think he has the money to do it, or he has such a checkered past with finances that they don't trust that he's good for the money. So why would you, if you're a bond company, why would you put up the money? And we're going to find out more in just a minute from KSL News Radio legal analyst Greg Skordas how these bond companies work. But he brags about having the money, so just put up the money. And maybe now he'll put up his own cash because he's had that bond reduced by the appellate court to $175 million. So the guy's got such a checkered past that I can't blame these bond companies for not wanting to get in bed with him financially. I'd run from this guy.
It seems like easy money to me because he's not running. He's not going anywhere. He's not fleeing the country. This is Donald Trump we're talking about. So if they put up $465 million or $454 million, whatever it might be. Typically, the bond company would say, we'll secure that, but we're going to charge you, say, 10%. Mm-hmm. That's $45 million that Trump will never get back. Now, what he's counting on is that through his appeals process, that he's going to get that $454 million judgment drastically reduced. Well, he'll still be out the $45 million no matter what happens if he gets a bond company to secure
this. What if he declared bankruptcy?
Ooh, that's a good question.
See what I'm saying? And it wouldn't be a first. I was just reading up on this over the weekend because I got an alert to my phone. I'm like, oh, I want to read about this. Six bankruptcies. This man has, his businesses have declared bankruptcy six times. I know that a lot of Republicans hold him up as some sort of like boardroom genius. But this man is a walking financial disaster and has been since the 90s. His Atlantic City casinos in the 90s were hemorrhaging losses. I read one story that said he got in over his head $100 million on one purchase. He had an airline business for a time. He managed to run that thing into the ground. He got behind on his property taxes, not just a little bit. Like when you and I are behind, we're behind by a couple thousand dollars. This man was behind $4.1 million in property taxes in the 90s, just in Manhattan alone. He had to go get loans from his family. He has, in that, by 92, the Washington Post. This is an article from the Washington Post. In 1992, his debts exceeded the value of his properties. Banks took control of some of his properties. In 1991, his infamous Taj Mahal, I think it was a casino in Atlantic City, filed for bankruptcy. In 92, he's got two other Atlantic City casinos that go into bankruptcy. So he's just, I mean, why would you, as a bond surety company, if you, this guy comes to you and says, I don't care who it is, you're looking at the risk, and this guy's a huge risk. And one of the concerns was he would run to bankruptcy court today to get out of paying this $450 million judgment. We'll ask Greg Skordas, is that a way that he could have washed his hands of this and just not even had to satisfy that judgment? But, you know, I mean, he's not afraid of bankruptcy court, Dave.
Yeah, and a lot of businessmen use every loophole that they can, whether it's bankruptcy or there's a million different ways to use bankruptcy court as well.
Or
but
six different ways case.
In his case. But there's a lot of different things that you can do. Who's going to willingly put out $45 million unless they have to? I mean, what's so odd about this entire thing? And this is fundamentally, this isn't just me defending Trump. I have a problem with them requiring this kind of bond securing, this kind of judgment to be paid before the appeals process has gone through. That doesn't make any sense to me. Like,
oh, okay.
He should be able to appeal it, exhaust his appeals before any money is demanded. It's like, we're going to execute you before all of your appeals go through. That makes no sense to me. Mm. He should absolutely, whatever the judgment is, you are entitled. It is your right. You are protected by law. You can appeal any of these judgments, which he is absolutely in the process of doing. But the appeals court hasn't listened to it. They haven't ruled on it, but they're requiring him to come up with this money right now. I have a problem with
that. Well, this is a civil trial. This is not a criminal trial, but I'm looking at criminal trials, and you brought up execution before you've exhausted all of your options. Well, a lot of criminals are serving behind bars. They're not allowed to just wander around free while their appeals exhaust themselves. And so, you know, if a crook can, you know, convicted criminal has to serve their time while their appeals are being exhausted, why would not a former president in a civil case have to put up the amount of money that the judge has decided is owed? Maybe they put it in a bank account, let it sit there in an escrow fund, let it grow some interest while he exhausts his appeals. So I don't know why he keeps getting all the breaks and other people in the justice system have to pay the piper.
It's $175 million.
Well,
I don't think that's a break.
He got it reduced.
Yeah.
He got lucky today because he couldn't, according to his attorneys, and by the way, you don't have to defend Trump, Dave. His attorneys couldn't even defend him. I mean, they lost a massive, massive judgment, not only against former President Trump, but also against two of his sons. They lost that case. And now they're going to try to appeal it and wind its way through the process. But what you're saying is he shouldn't have to put up a dime, and he should be allowed to appeal while his appeals are exhausted. He shouldn't have to fork any. I disagree with that. I mean, he's been found guilty and found liable for defrauding the people of New York. I mean, he rose up through fraud, according to this judgment.
And if an appeals court turns around and says, this was excessive, this was vindictive, this was wrong, he's still out $45 million. Like, that's the very definition of overly punitive.
Even though he might not get a bond for this, he'd still be out $45 million. I guess I'm not understanding
well,
the
I'm
math
saying,
on that.
Whatever the bond is, yeah. if he gets the $175 million bonded, he's still out whatever 10%.
Well, look,
he's never getting that $17 million back. If the appeals court comes in and says this was completely wrong and we reduce it to zero, he is still out $17 million.
But he shouldn't have to get a bond. He just bragged a couple of days ago on social media that he's got $500 million in cash, so he can pay the $175 million. They'll just put it in a little holding account, and if he wins, he gets it all back. Yay for him. But
He doesn't get the bond money back.
Will he have to bond, though? He can just put up the cash. He's rich, Dave. He's put it on social media. It's $500 million. He doesn't need a bond company now. He can take it out of his own bank account. But to your question, is he being treated fairly in this? We'll ask KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis. Is he or isn't he? Next.
Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind. Until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Well, former President Trump must be breathing a sigh of relief. Just a little while ago, an appeals court said that they would reduce the bond that he's supposed to put up in one of his trials. There's many going on, but this one has to do with New York. Where he was found liable for fraud, significant amount of fraud in the way he was running his business and getting loans and getting, you know, insurance to buy in and insure his properties, that bond has now been reduced to $175 million. It was set at $454 million, and he was owed by today, and he was scrambling.
Yeah. Like, how am I going to pay for this? Yeah. And the bond companies, they're not lining up to take care of this, though.
His attorneys did claim that they went to 30 different surety bond companies, and they all went, eh, not interested.
Which is kind of interesting because the cost, the money they are making on that kind of a judgment, so $454 million, it's a 10% cost. If I put up the bond, I get 10% of that. That would have cost Trump $45 million that he never would have gotten back. He never would have gotten that back. That would have just been money handing over to the bond companies.
So the way I look at it is now he won't need a bond company because he just bragged the other day on social media that he's got $500 million in cash. So he can put the money up on his own. He can put that $175 million as a down payment for that, to, you know, in that particular case. And he can let the appeals process
self-bond it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're not the only one that has thought that way. So California Representative Ted Lieu said this. He tweeted this out, or he posted it on X. He said, Trump claims he's a billionaire, but he can't pay a $464 million judgment. That means he is lying. How do I know? Math.
I love that.
So super, you know, not a surprise. But it was interesting to me to see who came to his defense. And it was Mark Cuban, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. He's like, Ted, you know I'm no supporter of Trump, but you are wrong on this topic. Net worth is completely different than cash in the bank. He says, so keeping cash in the bank, even money markets, that's dumb. He has it in, you know, real estate. He has it in the stock market. He's got money all over the place. It's not liquid cash in his hands. He said, that's not how any of us invest. None of us just hold on to huge stockpiles of cash. We invest them. And if you're asking a company, so these bonding companies, to loan against his commercial real estate, he's like, with the way the market is right now, no one is doing that ever. So Mark Cuban is coming to Trump's defense, which I did not see happening.
KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think the courts, the court was being too harsh on the former president by demanding that $454 mil now?
Not at all, although they've backed off of that, obviously, yes, and now requested a bond that's about a third of that. But what happened was, Debbie, as you guys know, is that he lost the case there in New York, and it was, as Dave indicated, a civil fraud trial based on him expanding and exaggerating his assets in order to get funds. And so in order to get bonding and insurance and loans and that type of thing. So, yeah, the judge ordered that he owes $450 million. He doesn't want to pay it because it's on appeal. But the judgment is still there. So when a judgment's outstanding and a case is on appeal, it doesn't mean that the individual doesn't still owe the money. So the judge will say, as they always do in civil cases, okay, if you don't want to pay this judgment and you still want to pursue your appeal, post a bond in the judgment amount so that if things do go south, we can collect the judgment amount from the bonding company. The bonding companies are all going, wait a minute, we're not willing to take a risk on this individual, even for the 10% that Dave said. Even if we can get $45 million, we're still on the hook for the whole $450. No way are we going to do that. Today was the day, the drop-dead day for him to post the bond. The judge relented and said, okay, you can't post $450. How about $185? And it looks like that's a number that Trump will be able to post. Probably not the cash that you guys talked about, just posting $185 million in cash. Chances are he will find a bonding company that will post that amount for him. Yeah. Not the judgment amount, but it's certainly a significant amount and probably enough to satisfy the court, at least for the time being.
So they were talking about moving forward, if this didn't get resolved today, that they could start seizing his assets. What does that exactly mean? I mean, is he getting evicted from Trump Tower? Are they shutting down his businesses while this plays out in the appeals courts?
It could be all of the above. So the New York Attorney General's office has a judgment against him, and they can seize assets within their jurisdiction, which includes Trump Tower. So they can say, look, you owe $450 million. Here's a building that we think is worth $450 million. We're going to seize it. We're going to evict you from it. We're going to sell it. And whatever money we get out of that, we're going to apply toward the judgment that you owe. So Trump doesn't want that to occur. He doesn't want any of his assets to be seized and forfeited to the government because he has to satisfy this debt. at least while he's appealing it, if he wins the appeal, maybe he doesn't owe anything or owes a lesser amount. If he loses, there may come a day, Dave, when he ultimately does have to pay it. And you're right. They may end up seizing Trump Tower, other things he owns in the state of New York, or they can transfer that judgment to other states. But if the judgment remains in some fashion, the state of New York is going to collect on his judgment, but it remains to be seen if he wins the appeal and can get out of paying that.
Greg Skordas, KSL legal analyst, on the line with us live right now. The courts just reduced, at least for now, $175 million is what former President Trump has to post for a surety bond in his New York civil case. Just a real quick question. I mean, this man is no stranger to bankruptcy court. At least his businesses have filed bankruptcy, as far as I could track, at least six times, Greg, over the years. So what if he ran to bankruptcy court on this issue? Could he do that? And then would that be that $450 million judgment be, basically washed away?
It could be, but this is a personal judgment. This is something against him personally. His bankruptcies have always been with respect to entities and businesses that he set up. He'll start a venture. It doesn't work. He'll bankrupt that particular venture. This is against him personally. So he can't, on the one hand, say, I'm a billionaire, and on the other hand, say, I'm bankrupt. I don't have any money at all, because once he's on the hook personally, they can seize everything that he has, including Trump Tower, including any interest he has in Trump Tower, his bank accounts,
Mar-a-Lago.
All kinds of things. So
Mar-a-Lago.
Absolutely. If they can transfer the judgment to Florida, they can seize that as well. So this is personal. He can't get out of it by filing a bankruptcy. And if he does, then he's got to admit that he's worthless, that he's financially worthless. He's got no assets at all.
KSL legal analyst Greg Skordas, thank you.
Fascinating. Fascinating. We'll continue to track the developments. Of course, that's not the only case that he's dealing with. He's also in court on another issue today. But we'll continue to try to sort through them for you, bring you the ones that you need to know most about in the moment, and keep you updated on what he does with this $175 million bond that he's now able to post. Straight ahead, Instagram limiting political content being pushed into the algorithm. What does that mean? Does that mean we don't have to watch a bunch of politicians duke it out on Instagram? That's awesome. We're going to look into that next.
Saving money on exterior wall lights now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big.